Cambodian writer Luang Ung is based in Cleveland. She's the author of the book, First They Killed My Father. It's a book about the tyranny of the Khmer Rouge. Luang, this is obviously very different from what you and your family went through, but I know that you've been to these water festivals, which seem like such a lovely celebration, and I wonder what strikes you as you hear reports like those about the tragedy that happened at the most recent festival.
I'm filled with sadness at the tragedy, and even though I live in America and America's my home, Cambodia possessed my heart and is a very large part of my soul. And so I start every day reading news about Cambodia and coming out of Cambodia. And when I read the news of what happened, I broke down and I cried. It's not comparable to the genocide, but it's such a tragedy and it's so sad. And my first reaction was, please, dear Buddha, don't let my nieces and nephew be in that festival, a festival that I've been a few times. And it's just such a beautiful celebration of water and of life and of our culture and of Buddhism. And yet my first thought was, please don't let them be there, because we just don't want to have to face another loss right now.
Do you know if any of your family members were there?
After hearing the news, in my family, there were a fluttering of phone calls from Paris, from Cambodia, from LA, from Vermont, and just seeking news of family members. And thankfully, our immediate family members, nieces and nephews and cousins, did stay away and are safe. I've yet to hear from other friends who are living in Cambodia and who are in Cambodia, so I'm still praying that they're all safe and they're all well.
I wonder, when you speak to them, it sounds like you have a very close family, I wonder what you will be saying to them from your own perspective. I mean, as you said, these are young people who never had to experience the trauma of the Khmer Rouge as their parents have, as your parents did. You know, they're at a festival that, as you said, is celebrating life. What would you want to communicate to them?
I've been back to Cambodia over 30-plus trips now. And the times I've been to the festival, it's the celebrations of colors. And we go as families and as with food and what wonderful bonding. And I want them to keep that, to remember that.
If this kind of thing happened here in the United States or any other country of affluence, you could be fairly sure that there would be some kind of governmental investigation or calls for accountability and litigation for the victims or the victims' families. Is there any chance that will be the upshot there?
You know, I'm certainly hopeful of that. I, again, am not in Cambodia. I am reading the news like many other Cambodians and many other world citizens from my home base in Cleveland, Ohio, and I am certainly hopeful that there will be an investigation into what happened.
Luang Ung is the author of the book First They Killed My Father and a second book called Lucky Child. Very nice to speak with you.
Thank you.